Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Casco. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting eighth. The second baseman, George Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dick Stigman. And now, play ball. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is hit by the pitch. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball four. Green moves to third. Conigliaro moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green scores. Conigliaro scores. Scott moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli takes first base on ball four. Tillman moves to second. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Brown moves to third. Askew moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. Askew scores. Bell moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman strikes out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. Casco hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Petrocelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stigman bunts towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-2 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alves hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Petrocelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Brown is hit by the pitch. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tillman for a passed ball. Brown moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tillman for a passed ball. Brown moves to third. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 3 in the game. Casco takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Conigliaro strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Larry Brown. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Houser now playing shortstop. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Tillman hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tillman juggles the ball. That's an error on Tillman. Tony Martinez pinch runs for Joe Askew. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell is hit by the pitch. Martinez moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martinez scores. Bell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards second. Smith throws to second for one, to first for two, and to home to catch, who tried to score from second. That's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Duke Sims now catching. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Ken Sanders. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Eddie Casco. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.